this is Roxy Diaz.
And this is Nina Parker.
Now, we are two pop culture veterans who love nothing more than talking about the latest trending topics.
Now, we're talking about everything, the relationships, music, celebrities.
And maybe the banana pics I get in my DM. I don't know.
We're talking about everything.
All right, now you get to join us every week on our new podcast, Little Black Dress with Roxy and Nina. Check out new episodes on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe on iTunes. Guys, it's the Little Black Dress because every woman has one. Hey, everybody.
Oh, God.
What?
My face. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. It hurts when I smile. I just realized, like, I haven't smiled or laughed. No,
aww.
I'm kidding. Isn't that sad?
It's your life really?
For, like, 3 days now.
Oh. Oh,
no. It just feels weird. My face hurts.
So you got some work done.
Stephanie, you're supposed to say it's killing me. Yeah. The doctors that I go to that did my, you know, my boob lift, they kept telling me and telling me they were telling me to tell you about it, this new procedure thing that's called it's called Profound, and it's like a laser, and it's like one and done kind of thing, like you don't need to go a bunch of times. So anyway, they talked me into it. So I went on Friday. I did it. And now, like, my face is – I look like Eddie Murphy's Dr. Doolittle's character.
Oh, no, you don't.
Sherman! Sherman!
It's not that noticeable.
Oh, well, please. Thank you.
How much downtime is it supposed to – like, when's it supposed to look amazing?
Here's the thing that they – you know what I hate the line is that doctors always tell you? Oh, you know, it always – it just depends on the person, you know. It could be – 4 or 5 days, could be, you know, 10 days, who knows, who, you know.
Remember when we got our laser lipo?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's you're going to be back to work
right.
The next day. I was crying in the shower the next day. I was sobbing, going,
like, I don't
think it's supposed to feel like this.
I know. That business is out of business.
Oh, my God. What was it called? Final Inches or something?
Something like that.
Doctor, they're out of business?
Yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
I know.
That was like the Fen of a laser lipo.
Right.
Right? Like there's little stands propping up.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Come
it's
on
like
in.
A kiosk at a mall. So anyway, yeah, my face is puffy and bruised, but we'll see. I'll let you guys know how it goes. But it's supposed to like the fine lines and, you know, it's supposed to like just tighten everything.
Yeah.
I might be 50 soon.
Why am 50? I mean, I will be in like 7 years.
But I feel 20.
I'm going to save up. I'm saving up for it.
Yeah.
I need to get the filler here.
You always say that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, what's happening besides your face? Which is super happening.
Natalia took me on a wild... Oh, my God. Okay. So here we go. Yesterday, Adam was gone out of town all weekend, and Sunday was yesterday, and Adam was coming home Sunday evening. So I was looking down the barrel of a whole weekend with the kids, which is, they're at a great age. I'm having fun with them. It's fine. But Natalia is my mother reincarnated because she's constantly like, woo, yeah. And then she's like, let's go outside. Let's be outside. Let's have a picnic. Let's go have a picnic while we're outside. Let's constantly outside. Go, go, go. Swim. Let's go swimming. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a hike. Her and Adam, too. Those two. You know, on Friday, I had this procedure done. And so I was down on Friday. I just went home and, like, rest with them, chilled. And then Saturday, I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sorry, you guys. You can have your friends come over or whatever, but I ain't going anywhere. So her and I stayed home. Sonny had like his third basketball practice of the week or whatever. And then yesterday, she's like, Sonny's got his sports. He's going to be gone all day. Mommy, you and I are going on a picnic. I know of this trail. Her and the Girl Scouts just went on a little trail up in the hills. And And she's like, we're going to go. And I was like, oh, okay.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Nothing sounds worse to me than having a picnic.
Right.
First of all, outside.
I know.
That's number one on my list of things I don't enjoy that much.
Secondly,
you can't really like just look at Facebook on your phone.
I
like
know.
You're going to have to be present.
Right.
Like, and like let's
right.
get the brie out.
Yeah.
Like, can't you just watch a movie?
That's what I said. She's like, we did that yesterday. We watched 5 episodes of Survivor.
That They're sounds Survivor, great.
Right? I know. Oh, my God. We watched the whole season. They were, with the time change, they went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning last night.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
How was the wake up this morning?
Terrible. Terrible. It was awful. And for Mama, too, because they went to bed at 1. I went to bed at, like, 2. And but it was worth it because they were like, we can't stop now. Is Boston Rob going to win or not? Like, we watched the season that Boston Rob and Russell come back. And I haven't watched Survivor in years, but I remember when I watched it, like, I loved Boston Rob. You know, I fell in love with him.
That was like season 3?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I have allergies. And sorry. So they were like, okay. She's like, let's go for our picnic. So we go on our picnic and she packs up her bag. She's like, look what I packed everything. She gets her backpack out. She's like, look what I got. I got the blanket. Oh, here's one other thing I forgot to mention. Now, this might be a little TMI, but I have been going on day 12 of my period. This
what?
Never happened before. It's heavy, and it goes for like 2 or 3 heavy days, but this is like heavy for – I have an appointment. I'm going next week, but it's the never-ending period.
Oh, my God.
It's a good children's book.
We should pitch it to the American Girl books.
Yeah.
You know, the fillings, the never-ending period.
Right. That's right.
Trademark.
So, yeah, TM.
It's TMI and TM.
So I have been feeling like, you know, like I get lightheaded quickly. I'm like, you know, and I know I feel like I'm always not feeling
well. You're like, Mama's hemorrhaging to death.
Yes, I know.
Can we not go outside?
And how, you can't like explain that to kids.
Can we stay close to the house, please?
Yes. Do I have to stand? Can we just lay down? How about you carry me to the picnic? Ugh, it's the worst. The worst.
And is there a gurney?
She's like, I'll pack everything. So she packs everything. She gets her blanket. She gets the whole bag of, you know, string. She's not one string cheese, not two string cheese. She puts the whole bag of string cheese.
You don't know how many you're going to want to eat.
I know. I'm like, where are we going?
Hey, what if you lose consciousness and you need protein?
She brings the string cheese. She brings not a baggie of nuts. She puts the whole can of nuts.
Right.
She makes a bagel for herself. She just loads the thing. She brings like 6 bottles of water. And then,
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, gotta stay hydrated. So we're taking Phil with us. And she is like, look, and I didn't forget him. And she has this whole package of his like sticks that he likes to chew on.
Aww.
She throws all of that in there. And I was like, really? Who's carrying the backpack? She's like, I will. Not once did she ever have that her back. So I was like, okay, I just didn't want to be
right now.
Like,
you are up for Mom of the Year.
I know.
I'm just telling you.
Thank you.
Just the planning stages alone.
Right. Well, she did it. I
know, but still, you agreed to it.
I know. I know. I should get something.
Even if it didn't come to pass, like even if you got right up to the moment and never left the house, I still would award
you
points for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. See?
It's the thought that counts.
It is.
It's saying, okay.
I know. So we go up. Now, here's where I want to kill Mike Boudet.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. My throat hurts. I'm a hot mess.
You are a hot mess.
I am. It's because I listen to this stupid Sword and Scale podcast now, so now I'm freaked out. I can't leave my house. I'm afraid somebody's following me at all times. We get up there. She tells me, okay, so she goes on this hike with this Girl Scouts. She knows where to park and everything. She knows the trail. I've never been up there. And it's a gnarly, it starts to get, she's like, when we get to our final spot, we're going to be able to see the whole valley. And I was like, that's how high up we're going? And she's like, yeah, now come on, let's go. Oh, come on. Like, don't complain.
Boot camp.
I know, right? I'm telling you, she's my mom. So we get up there, so we're walking and walking and walking. And by the way, I have the backpack on. I have the period. I have the puffy face.
You're in charge of Phil.
Phil is pulling, like, the dog is not at all trained on leash at all or off, on or off. And every time he sees a lizard, which turns out tons of lizards up in the trails of California.
Yeah.
Lots of lizards out there. He runs. He just takes off. And I pulls my arm out of the socket every time. He weighs 82 pounds. And I was like, how about you hold Phil? How about you hold the backpack? Oh, come on, Mommy. I'll hold the drink.
We had
to stop at Starbucks for her whatever, Frappuccino.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. So we're walking up there.
I want to call that, like, gliking. It's like glamping, but it's hiking. So it's gliking with your Starbucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My dad would have killed me.
Mom, the ice is melted from my Starbucks.
If he knew that we went hiking without me bringing a gun, because he's like, in wilderness, you got to protect yourself. There's wild animals out there. You never know. There could be a snake. You never know what you're going to come across. Could be some lunatic, weirdo, hippie up there. You got to pack your pistol. And I'm like, I'm never going to ever do that. Well, yesterday I'm thinking, something to it, that gun. I wish I had it now because it's creepy. But I'm thinking, so Natalia, who'd you come up here with? I wanted to know which, I knew she went with the Girl Scouts, but I wanted to know, like, which adults were smart. Like, were they the dumb dingy moms or were they the smart moms? So, yeah, it was Cammy's mom. So I was like, okay, all right, felt better. So I was like, does she come up here all the time? She's like, yeah, but she doesn't come up by herself. She comes up, like, in groups. Okay. Why? And she's like, you know, it's buddy
system.
In case
there's murders. Yeah.
Right? I mean,
snakes, murders, you know.
It's that podcast ruined me because I was like, what was that? Did you hear that? What was that rustling in the woods? What was that? Did you hear that? No, Mom. So then I'm like, okay, this is a good spot right here. She's like, no, we're halfway there. She's like, it's about a 30-minute hike. And I was like, how do you know how long it is? And she said, that's when they said, you know, at the bottom of the trail, it takes about 30 minutes to get up there. I was like, and she's like, come on. And meanwhile, she's on her phone. She's walking.
And they use the excuse, like, I'm just taking pictures for Instagram.
Exactly.
So, like, you're playing a game.
I know. So every 5 minutes, I'm like, can we just stop here? This is a nice spot. How about here? We go all the way to the top. I made it. And it was. It
Good
was like
for
a
34. You.
Thank you. Thank you. Kaylin's clapping behind the glass. Thank you. Yeah, and then it was nice. She's like, isn't this breathtaking? I was like, yeah, this is all right.
She did not say breathtaking.
No, she didn't. But she's like, look at the view. Look at this view.
Oh, my God. I'm so like you. And you know what? I'm sure everybody thought I would change when I was a kid and my parents made us stop at historical landmarks.
Right.
And I did not give a shit and just wanted to stay in the car with my book.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom would drag me out. And I'm sure she thought someday.
You're going to appreciate
this. Yeah, no, still don't.
I know, right? Maybe someday she will not appreciate and won't drag me out on hikes
anymore.
Views
are nice, but you could see that shit from your car.
Mm-hmm.
You could drive up to a view
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
look at right out the window.
Yeah, you
just
can.
With a little, you could even
and
unroll
not get
your
murdered.
Window. Exactly. Or,
oh my God.
Was the way down easier? Because was it more downhill?
The best part of going down was getting down. So, no, it was
right.
coming to an end.
Right.
It was fine. It was
it
a
was
hot
bonding,
day.
Though.
It was bonding. I was very happy. She's like, aren't you glad I got you out of the house? And I was like, yeah, I'm glad. Kind of. Now I have allergies kicked in. My throat hurts today. My eyes are running. My nose is running.
Oh,
thanks,
Mama.
I know, right?
Poor baby.
I know. But we're a lot alike, though. That makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally like that. I was so scared after I had a kid, too, because I really had this idea that I would have to change, like, have a complete personality lobotomy.
Right.
Like, I was going to have to like a lot of stuff that I just did not see myself liking.
Right.
I remember when I first discovered like Baby Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of Baby Einstein is a really great woman mm-hmm. that I've met and did mm-hmm. a little project for. But like, it's not meant for adults.
Right.
Right. You know, and I just remember thinking like, do I have to like this shit? Like, there's nothing fun about this. This is just some bad puppeteering.
Right.
And like, you know, and then you see your kid and they're into it.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, should I be enjoying the fact that they're in? Should I be like, oh, look how, you know, or should I go take a shower? And in the end, like, I gave myself permission to
go take a shower.
Not like stuff that they like.
Right. Right. Remember what the hell was that stupid, weird show that made you feel like you were stoned?
Ubi? Yeah. With the hand that had eyes glued on the hand?
What?
Yeah.
There was that. But then, oh, Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the
I never
fuck
got
kind
into
of bullshit?
Teletubbies.
I never got.
And neither did my kids, really.
No, thank God they didn't either. It was like, like big, fat, like different color of the rainbow weird.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
My kids did like Caillou though for a little while.
Oh,
and
I know
it's a hack thing for parents to make fun of, but it really is like the worst.
Because the worst.
The kid, I mean, again, people make jokes about this all the time, but the kid is legitimately just a whiner.
I know.
And you're like, why are we electing to watch something that I try to avoid at all costs?
Right. I know. I want to backhand that fucking Caillou all the time.
Yeah, there were a lot of terrible shows that I wouldn't join in watching.
God, it brings me flashbacks now that we talk about it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm onto Survivor.
But there's nothing better, though. Okay, this is like when you have a baby. Okay, mm-hmm. It's like these stages of TV with babies, right?
Yeah.
So you first have a baby, and you got free range. So anybody out there, and in fact, we have a new mom listener.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like 2 weeks... 2.5 weeks in with a new baby. She emailed
congratulations.
Me saying that we help her out because and she's looking forward to the corner office eventually because she's in the she's in hell right now.
Oh, she's
got a 2 week old baby.
Corner's
no, she was
office.
Like, please tell me it gets better.
Oh,
the corner office that we talk about, right now, she said, am I in the mail room?
This yes, you're in the mail room.
But I told her, I go, you know what? This is when you got to listen to us senior moms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean senior in like a Mexican way, but like senior, you know.
Yes.
And I don't mean senior citizen. I just
I
mean
just gonna
we've
say,
earned our place.
Speak for yourself. No.
Okay. So at the beginning, though.
Yeah.
I say when you have a baby, it doesn't matter what you have on TV.
Right.
So if you're breastfeeding or bottle feeding, whatever, up late because the baby's awake, watch whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Turn on HBO.
Right.
Start a marathon of something.
Right.
You know, if
absolutely.
You loved 6 Feet Under, now's a good time to start at the beginning of
yes.
it because you're going to be awake a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And your baby doesn't need to be watching anything on TV and you don't need to not have it on in the background. Your baby, under a year, you got carte blanche to like,
right.
Okay, maybe not under a year because when it starts getting a little more difficult to watch what you want. But okay, then they
you
get
can
a
watch
little
The Walking Dead up until about 6 months, 8 months. Well,
probably a year. Yeah.
Yeah. You could watch Girls for sure. But
yeah.
you don't want to watch like stabbings and stuff like that, like in
maybe
like
for your
zombies.
Own mental health because you're already depressed because
right.
you have an infant.
Right. You want to stab yourself in the eye.
But so here's the thing. When they get to be around the age that they can actually watch TV, then you can get into like some stuff and then you can enjoy the fact that they are watching something, be it Baby Einstein or early Sesame Street or some little cartoons that they like. And you can
Curious George. That was a good one.
Yeah. When they're babies, they will watch TV. Doesn't matter what the American Academy of Pediatrics tells you. I'm here to tell you, your baby can watch TV.
Yes.
A little bit, you know? On like 6 to 8 hours at a time. That's the most. Let's not be crazy. Right?
Yes.
Put them in their exercise.
Yes.
Cue up a little, you know, video.
Right.
And then when they're a little bit older, like 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
you got Sesame Street, they start getting into the Dora phase.
Ugh.
And listen, they learn shit though.
Yeah.
Like
no,
the map comes
I
out.
I have to tell you. Curious George was the best because it wasn't annoying. It didn't have it had like classical and piano playing music. The monkey was cute He didn't talk. He just made sounds. The man with the jello hat, as Olga says, and it was good. It was actually, there was a lot of good episodes and a lot of good learning lessons. Lot of good learning lessons, like street lights, and George is learning that then the light turns red, you stop. So, yeah.
And here's the thing. You don't have to watch it with them. Like all these people that say you have to, you don't have to. Mm-mm. You can just be nearby.
Right.
You can look at your phone. It's okay.
Yes.
You don't have to feel like you have to be on all the time parenting.
They're not paying attention.
Right.
They're watching the TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Too many people try too hard to like be fully engaged all the time. Listen, there's a lot of hours in the day that you can be engaged. And not every single one has to be you staring at your baby, thinking about what they're learning or not learning or how to stimulate them. Like, relax.
Right. And then you people that want to read to the babies, that's fine. But in the early ages, you can read
your
book. You can read the book you're reading out loud. I read Ovitz to Sonny and Natalia when they were like, you know, they were babies. They were little babies. And I was just reading. And then at some point, I'm like, why are people reading to their kids? Because kids are not listening. They're just like, they're smacking each other on the head. They're drooling. I mean, later maybe, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I remember when Sadie and Maddie were about, I remember reading them this little book. It was a little board book called like Degas that I was given as a gift. You know, I didn't pick that shit out.
Right.
But it was like a cute little book that had all these pictures and by Degas and I would read the book, and I remember being really stunned because I would do little like and there's a school of fish. It was very simple, and I would do my hand motion like a school of like a fish swimming,
right.
And one day Maddie was the first one that started doing the hand motion with me, and I was like, oh my god, they're paying attention. Shit, like, I gotta watch what I'm doing here. But it was so cute. You know, they get into it and they start doing like a little interaction. Mm-hmm. But they can also do that with Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, okay, so you do your reading and then they watch TV. Then they get a little older. Then you have to start limiting their screen time because otherwise they will just all they want to do is watch TV. So then you go, okay, now you're choosing your shows and you watch a couple of shows, whatever. Then they get a little older, like 6, 7. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they're going to want to watch iCarly for 12 hours a day.
Right.
So you let them get through like one season at a time.
Right. Don't binge watch.
But then you hit the stage where we are, where like you can sit down and watch proper TV, like The Bachelor. Oh my God. We share a brain.
Yes.
Like Survivor or The Bachelor. And your children can make jokes about Corinne's boobs.
Right.
And why does she always like want to wave her boobs around in people's faces? And I can go, exactly.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So let's get cut. That's why she's not standing in the final two, guys. Oh my God. We have to do
We have to do an ad.
We have to do an ad. Should we tell them about Third Love?
Oh, you guys know how much we love Third Love.
Yeah, First Love.
Our first love is Third Love.
I was looking in my drawer and I'm like, oh my God, all my bras are Third Love now.
Yeah.
Because I just don't wear anything else.
They're so comfortable. They really are. And they're so, that one that I got, the strappy one, is, I love that bra.
Me too. I love mine too.
I love it.
Guys, get the strappy bra. Mm-hmm. Just between you, me, and Lynette, the strappy bra is so cute,
so cute,
but also just as comfortable. And it's one of the 24/7s.
Yes.
So it's on the list of ones you can get for free for 30 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go on to thirdlove.com/FCOL. Pay $2.99 for shipping. That's it.
That's it.
If it's not your favorite bra, if you don't agree with us, send it back. We don't care.
What do we care? Don't bother us.
It's not my company. But you're not going to send it back. You're going to love it, and you're going to keep it.
Yes.
And you're going to wear the shit out of it.
Yeah, like me and Stephanie.
God, we love Third Love.
I know. We do.
We really do.
Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL.
Join our party.
Yeah.
Our party. Okay. Also, Kapari.
Kapari.
Okay, Kapari is awesome stuff.
Oh my God, it smells like a vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to smell like you're on vacation?
Yes.
It smells like coconut. It reminds me of that smell of being a little kid on the beach with your parents when they would put the sunscreen on you and it was like coconutty.
Yeah.
And it's like Oh, it's like being on a cruise ship.
Yes.
In a bottle.
In a bottle.
Yeah.
And they have all different kinds of, they have the everyday lotion. They have a lightweight sheer oil with intensive coconut balm. They have the coconut, they have their coconut body glow, which just puts a little shimmer on. It's seriously, it's summer in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go to Kopari, Kopari beauty.com/FCOL, and you're going to get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, Kopari beauty.com/FCOL for 20% off. Did I mention Kopari? Beauty.com.
Hey, how stupid Mike August is. I thought of something. Mike August sends an email to me, Jay and I, and says, the Hooters people reached out to Adam, but uh-huh. Adam can't do it because he's in production. But Lynette is running Corolla Drinks, and she's happy to do it. It's judging some kind of contest or something like that, like a Hooters, like hosting an event. And, and they were like, oh, we'd love to have Lynette. So he forwards the email to Jay and I, and Jay responds and says, sounds like a bore to me. And then Mike August writes back and goes, no, what are you talking about? Like, he's like, Hooters is a national chain. That's what we want. We want to get in Hooters. Durr. I mean, we're in the comedy business. You work with a comedian. You can't figure out Jay wrote. It sounds like a – first of all, Jay doesn't talk to you that way, Mike August. He's respectful. He doesn't say sounds – he's like, hey, Mike. He's very friendly. Right. He doesn't write – what an idiot. What a meathead. Sounds like a bore to me. What? Why? What are you talking about?
He's the literalist.
I guess.
That's what we call people like that.
Yeah.
What? Why would you say that? What? So yeah. I have to tell you a quick story that happened to me last night. So take the kids. We go to CPK for dinner.
Like you
Humble
do.
Humble brag.
Humble brag.
When you're rolling in it like we are, go get your tortilla soup. So we're in the waiting area, and this woman is like, hi. And I was like, hi. I'm looking at her.
You?
Looks a little familiar, but like not that familiar. Like I'm like.
Isn't that the.
I had no. I was like, I'm. And I knew. It wouldn't matter how long I was sitting there chatting. I knew it wasn't going to come to me how I knew her. And so
she didn't look familiar at all.
No. I mean, she did. No, she looked familiar. I will say that she looked familiar, but it wasn't going to come to me how I knew her.
Right.
And she clearly knew me. Like, she was like, "How? Oh, my gosh. Hi. I haven't seen you." And I can't remember. She said something like, we're at Kirk or something. And I was like, I am so sorry. I go,
oh, God, it's the worst.
And John's there cringing because he hates this kind of thing. And I go, I'm so sorry. Where do I know you from? And she goes, and she goes, she says the name of the preschool where all my kids went. Didn't help me. I mean,
God.
She was like, Sage. And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I had – then I – what are you supposed to do? No, sorry, nothing.
Keep going. What?
She – then luckily she did. She goes, my daughter was with your daughters. Now I also have another conundrum because I got Maddie with me who could not look more like a dude at this point. And I was like – I'm like, well, let's not go there. So I was just like, oh. And then she was like, my daughter played with Sadie. They were in the same class. And then she just says the name of the class there. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh my God.
Yes. And then I go, tell me your name again. Because nothing's coming to me. So she says her name. And then I was like, and I look at her daughter. And I was like, and what is your name? Remind me. And I go, remind me your name. She tells me. And then, anyway, then I have to make small talk for another couple minutes. Luckily, we had a friend in common, which was Julie.
Oh, thank God. Julie's the best.
So she's like, yeah, Julie. We know Julie. We go
to
school with
Julie. Always
saves
the day.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, Julie and I are such good friends. Unlike me and you. No. So then, okay. So then luckily, they get called to their table. Oh, and then she introduces me to her husband. Okay, then she goes like, oh, and this is my husband, let's say Tim, because I don't remember his name. And I'm like, hi. And then, of course, I have this thing where I'm like, Did I never meet him? Because maybe she's been divorced and remarried since then. Like, now I'm starting to go like, should I maybe not know him? Should I act like, oh, is this a new person?
The thought bubble above your head has like this hashtag, right? Question mark, asterisk.
Yep. So then she leaves. They go to their table. Mm-hmm. I ask Sadie and Maddie, I'm like, do you remember that girl? And Sadie's like, yeah, totally. So Sadie, who hasn't seen the kid since she was 4 or 5, was mm-hmm. like, oh, absolutely. She remembers. Then John was like, oh, my God, you are so brave. You are so much braver than me. He goes, I would have just been going like, like trying to praying it came to me. And I was like, life's too short. Like, it was not going to come to me.
Right.
Anyway, it was just funny because then I texted Julie. Mm-hmm. I was like, this person, like, is she crazy? Is she the crazy mom you were talking about? And Julie goes, no, she's fine. She's really nice and normal. And I go, oh, okay. Then I talked to Julie this morning. I'm like recounting meeting her. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, I have been to her house.
Oh.
We've had play dates with her. Like, all this time I'm giving myself a break going, well, you know, it was preschool and I didn't know all the moms. No. Sadie was actually friends with her kid.
Oh,
we've actually been to her house several times, and her daughter's been to our house. And now I almost want to like find her and go, I remember now. But then that would make it worse, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Last night I was totally faking remembering you, but now I remember. Hi.
You passed the test.
How are you? How have you been? That's the same husband. I remember him too.
I dare you.
Oh my God. I was like, I'm getting old.
No, I don't. You are making me feel so much. You're making me feel like Mom of the Year. I feel so much better because I have the same problem. I have the same problem with people, with bitches that are in my class now. Like, they're moms. Like, I'm who? Which one? Which class do you belong to? Who's your kid? Even if I've seen them many times at the same birthday parties.
Oh, I know. And those people get really irritated.
Oh, I know.
They get like that, like, really? This again? Like, if you don't. And then I'm always trying to piece together, like, okay, I think that kid is in one of their classes.
You remember?
Or was.
You remember the story of the guy, the dad that called me? And like,
yes.
Why did you email? Why did you get my daughter in trouble?
Yes.
Going on her record.
Yes.
Remember
about
that?
Taking something
yes.
from the classroom.
Yes.
Some crystal
yes.
thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Natalia had a crystal that Sunny bought for her.
Yes.
At like a California Science Center. And the little girl that Natalia sat with, you know, what's her name? Isabella. Whatever.
They're all named Isabel.
Exactly.
Who's not named Isabel?
Exactly. Sophia. That's the one that's not yeah. named Isabel.
Yeah.
Isabel or Sophia. And I hate that too. Cause when I was a kid, I wanted to name my kid Sophia. Anyway.
I told you there were 5 Stephanies in my kindergarten class, right?
Yeah.
It was a popular name. It was Stephanie and Jennifer.
Yeah,
were like
popular.
The names my year.
Mm-hmm. I had 3 Lynettes at my school. Isn't
I
that
know.
Crazy?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
go on.
So she had this, Natalia had the crystal that Sunny gave her. She loved it. The little girl, Izzy, was like, can I take it home or something? Can I look at it or borrow it? And Natalia's like, sure, bring it back to me. No. Natalia's like, you can borrow it, but you have to bring it back tomorrow. And then tomorrow was Friday, and she didn't bring it. And now we're going into Christmas vacation for 2 weeks.
Oh, right.
So Natalia's like, you didn't bring it? You didn't, you know. And part of it's like, Natalia, that's your own dumb fault. Why'd you do that? You know. So anyway, she takes it. She doesn't bring it back. Anyway, Yes. She doesn't bring it back. I email now. Coincidentally, I have to email her teacher about something, and I'm telling her whatever I'm talking to her about. And then I say, oh, by the way, Isabel took the crystal home that Natalia really likes. I don't know why I told her, but it was very
– There was a reason for it.
There was
a
reason, but it wasn't like – I wasn't like
right.
telling on her.
Right.
Make sure she – blah, blah. It was like Natalia's – I don't remember why, but I brought it up. Something. Then I take the kids like Christmas shopping. We get home. My cell phone rings. I answer it and it's Isabel's dad. And he's like, this is Isabel's dad. And I said, oh, hi. And he's like, yeah, hi. He was such an asshole. I was like, yeah, hi. And he's like, why did you have to go and email the teacher about the crystal. You know, Isabel, you know, Natalia let her borrow it. And I was like, yeah, I know, but that's, I didn't email her teacher to tell on Isabel. I emailed her about something else and that came up and I don't know why, I can't remember, but it came up. And he's like, do you understand that that can go on her record? You should have emailed us.
Oh my God.
That's what he said. It could go on her record.
Shut
it
up.
Can go in her file. And I'm like,
who are these people that talk about their kids' permanent records in grade school?
In second grade? And then I said, I remember going, really? It can go on their record in the second grader? Really? And he was like, yeah, really. Like, he was an ass. And I was like, huh. And Natalia's like, who is it? Of course, Natalia and Sonia, you're like listening. And I was like, all right, well, listen, you need to calm down because I didn't tell the teacher. And he just wouldn't let it. He just was like, I said, okay, well, just make sure that she doesn't lose it or something. I know you're going to – he's like, we're going into 2 weeks. Don't let her lose it. It's special to Natalia. Just can she bring it back on Monday? He goes, I'll drop it off tonight if you want. And I was like, no, it's fine. You don't have to – it's 9 – I go, tonight. I remember going, tonight, it's 9 o'clock. I'm putting the kids to bed soon. And he's like, well, I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it. And I was like, Jesus. So I hang up with him. I go, wow. It lasted like 10 minutes back and forth. I hang up and my phone rings again. And I right before he called, I text Ed, our tech guy, because whenever there's an issue with the TV, we text Ed and he'll walk me through how to fix it. So I text Ed. The phone rings. I see it's a 310 number, which is Ed. I pick it up and it's the dad. And he's like, this is Isabel's dad. So I'm on the phone with him. So, okay, bye. Hang up. My phone rings again. It's the 310 number. And I answer it. I go, oh my God, Ed, Jesus Christ. I just got off the phone with some nut job dad.
All right.
Who's just like, he just reamed me. So it was like, I can't believe these people exist out there. I can't believe a parent. I can't believe a dad, maybe a mom, but a dad. Why is a dad getting all up in my grill, about something that is so stupid? What an asshole. And he was like, yeah. This is the asshole.
Oh my God.
He was so condescending. And then he said something. I go, oh, I go,
oh my
God. Sorry. I go, I'm so sorry. He goes, I remember because that's why I brought up the story. Because he said to me, he said, you could have came up to me at the kids had a show. And he was like, that day, he's like, why didn't you come up to me today when we were there for the show, for the play?
You're like, I couldn't pick your ass out of a lineup.
He's like, I go, I don't even know what Isabel looks like. I don't know what you look like. And he's like, Lynette. He was just like, he goes, Lynette, you looked right at me and waved.
Oh my God.
I was like, wow. Really? I did? Maybe it was somebody behind you I was waving at. Oh my God, this guy was unbelievable, world class. I couldn't still to this day, I know that she's still in their grade, she still goes to our school, and he's still a dad to her, and I probably walked by him a million times. I still don't know who he is. I don't know what the kid looks like.
Oh my God.
I kind of know what the kid looks like, but I'm not sure. It was unbelievable.
He's probably had problems with other parents, though. Like, this is...
Yeah.
So you probably don't even stand out to him because he has so many of yous.
Right, right, right.
So many of yous.
Yes, so many of yous. Yeah, he was just like, that's not Isabel. Isabel would never do that or something, because there was a little like argument the two of them had, Natalia and Isabel. I think that's why I said it to the teacher, because I said something like, I know they had a little argument. So I was like saying it. I was telling on Natalia.
Right,
like,
right.
So if there's an issue, let me know. I don't want her and Natalia to get in the art. They're, you know, seat pals or whatever.
Right.
And the thing, he was just like, yeah, I'm the asshole. And then he said, I go.
Your stomach must have just been like,
I was just
my
like,
God.
Oh, and then I just was like, you know, I go, listen, I paged a friend of mine and he has a 310 number like yours. I'm sorry. We just got into a heated argument over nothing. So, I thought you were him, obviously, calling me. And, you know, don't tell me it's never happened to you before. And he goes, he's like, yeah, that's okay. I got it recorded. I was like, I think that's illegal, by the way. And why are you calling me back, by the way? I don't remember why he was calling back. But and then he said that. He's like, yeah, well, I got it recorded. And I was like, I think that's illegal. And he's like, bye. He's such an ass. I know.
Oh, my God.
Asshole.
Did you tell Adam?
Oh, hell yeah. He's like, who are these people? Who are on the record? On the record.
Like, I bet you Isabel's only child.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's not my Isabel.
Listen, and guys, before you start going on Facebook and berating me, LB has friends that are only children that are great kids.
Exactly.
Really great kids.
Yes.
But there's something, some people that have only one kid and are crazy.
Yeah.
They just devote every ounce of parenting energy.
Yes, exactly.
It's like a thing where they just go, I only have one, so I'm just going to micromanage the shit out of this one.
I know.
And then it's like they're just in every aspect of everybody's business right. all the time about their kid.
Oh, my God.
Second you have two kids, even if you're crazy, you're just not going to have time for that.
No. No.
Because you're going to have to ration out the crazy a little bit.
A little bit crazy for you. Here's a little crazy for you. Let's save some crazy for me.
Oh, my God. I have a mom story, too, but and I don't know why I have to always preface it with this, but it's I got to do this one on Patreon because, listen, I have a lot of good stories that I'll tell you right on the podcast, but this particular one is going to be Patreon this week. Yes, has to do with a birthday party that I was just at.
Oh, boy.
You know what I was thinking? We had to do this call for a nature box that mm-hmm. will be in future episode. Mm-hmm. But when we started the call, I was thinking about that it makes me laugh when Mike Boudet does – whenever he does calls on Sword and Scale, mm-hmm. he leaves in too much of the call. Like, he never just gets into it. He's right. always like, hey, hello? Can you hear me? Like, oh, I was wondering about our connect. Like, it's so funny. He just doesn't ever edit them. He's just like, hey, so how's it going?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, pretty good. How about you? And he's like, good, good. Thanks for asking.
How's your kids?
Anyway, so I was thinking, what's going on with this murder? Like,
Yeah, I know.
It just makes me laugh.
I know. He makes me laugh, too. I don't know why. He's just got that, like, you know.
Just makes little comments sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, he does make little comments.
Because, you know, we were talking about how he gets the backlash that he gets, how mm-hmm. some trolls really, really don't like him about the mental illness stuff. But I'm telling you, I've now listened to the entire, all of the seasons. I don't think there's any I haven't heard.
I haven't heard anything either.
I've never heard him, like, making fun of mental illness or not understanding or saying that all mentally ill people are going to kill you.
No, like, I know. And listen, this is coming from somebody that's got a brother that has full-blown schizophrenia.
Yeah, and mother who was schizophrenic.
And a mother that was schizophrenic. So I am sensitive when it comes to schizophrenics. And what he does is that he just presents the case. He just presents – he doesn't, like – give his opinion. Once in a while, he might say a little, like, comment, you know, I don't know. But
like when he was talking about the murder-suicide one?
Yes.
And he goes,
Here's a tip.
Yeah.
No, that's the best. I want that on a t-shirt. You're going to commit a murder-suicide.
Do the suicide first. Yeah.
it's the best.
Start with the suicide.
Start with the suicide.
So true.
It is. Like,
just tips for living.
Yes.
Or not.
Life hacks.
Life
hack. Hashtag life hack.
So I've listened to every episode, but I have not heard the one. Okay. You promised me that there was one about somebody walking their dog and getting kidnapped.
I did.
Because you were telling me, and then I was like, oh shit, this was right at the beginning. Cause I was like, now I'm walking my dog. I want to hear the.
No, there was. And
the one, I can't find the one with the 911 where they couldn't find her and she was.
Oh my God!
And driving
that's,
around.
That's okay. That's at the towards the end of the episode of the 911 dispatch guy.
Oh you man, I thought interview? I listened to that whole interview with that guy. Maybe I never made it to the very end.
You probably some that happens
sometimes
to me.
Sometimes he buries good stories right at the very
yes,
end.
Yes, like that. Ugh. That
no,
yeah,
ugh. No. I went back and I listened to some of the some. I promised myself I was not going to listen to anything involving kids.
Right.
And I kept that promise until I started very much running out of episodes. And then I was like, well,
desperate.
Maybe just one.
Right.
I'm feeling strong today.
Yeah.
So I listened to one that, like, I know some people are too don't want to hear this. But I don't know why, but there's the one where the mom killed her kids and put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
That mom was just so fucking crazy.
It wasn't too much description about it.
Right. But it was, as we were talking about before the show, it was so fascinating, just her whole, these people that have no remorse.
None.
She was just like, yeah, I did.
I'd do it again.
Yeah. I only wish I tortured him more.
I know.
You're like, how? Like,
yeah, there was a mom that did that. And she was like, I guess she was in court or she was talking to a judge. And he's like, you understand what you did was wrong. And she's like, maybe, maybe not. She deserved it. She was
accusing her kids of molesting the other. She was accusing one kid of molesting, mm-hmm. two of her kids for molesting the other ones. But it was proven that all of them were very abused.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They ended up, they removed, obviously. But that was, yeah. in her mind, she was punishing.
It was just, yeah, she was punishing.
And didn't even punish. It was just the horrible story.
Because one she meant to kill. The other one, she hit him so bad, she killed him. Right? And she's like, I might have misjudged that. I hit him kind of, I might have hit him a little too hard. She's like, that one, I wasn't planning on it. But yeah, the daughter,
but the other one, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wish it was worse.
I would do it again.
Without going into details about all these cases, the thing that is so weird to me. And there's quite a few episodes either buried in the back of the episode or just the episodes about moms mm-hmm. killing their kids. None of them are remorseful.
I know.
Like, I don't understand.
They think they're psychotic. I think they go into like a psychotic state, I think.
But you think when they come out of it.
Right. But I don't think we have audio of that. I think we would just like. No, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I love there was the one where the guy calls 911 and he's like, yeah. And they're like, 911, this is not disturbing. And they're like, 911, it's your emergency. And he's like, yeah, I've been shot. And she's like, okay. And who shot you? And he's like, my girlfriend. She's nuts. And he's like, I'm calling 911. And he's like, he was just so put off. He was so irritated. He's like, are they coming? He's like, God, this hurts. Are they on their way?
I don't remember this
You
one.
Don't remember? And he was like, she was like, they're coming. I dispatched, yes, the ambulance. Is there any more weapons in the house? And he's like, no. And she's like, he's like, yes, just the one gun. And then he's like, listen. And you could hear her, the girlfriend, yelling at him in the back. And he's like, just put the gun down. Will you please just put the gun down? He's like, ma'am, when are they coming? Are they getting here anytime soon? And she's like, oh. She's like, is your door open? Can they get access? And he's like, hey, go open the front door. Go unlock the front door. It's hilarious. He was like.
They're probably still together.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It didn't end very well.
Oh, no.
He's like, did you unlock it? He goes, both lock. Unlock it. Unlock it. And then he goes, He's like, where are you going? Where are you going? He's like, and then she's like, is everything okay? And he's like, my girlfriend just went out back in the backyard. Where's the weapon? And she said, she took it with her. And he's like, hey, where are you going with that gun? Close it. Get back in here. And he's like, oh, God. He's like, she's out there now. Now she's in the backyard with the gun. He's like, are they on their way? And then he's like, I have a bad feeling. I think she's going to kill herself. She said she would. That's what he was. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I don't hear anything. It's pretty quiet. He's like, she would have come back and argued with me by now. She's not coming back in the house. I don't think. He's like, yeah, I don't think she's still alive. I think she killed herself. Like, he was just like that.
Do you think he did it?
No. Mm-mm. Because you could hear the people coming in the house.
Uh-huh.
And they came upon the deceased girl in the back with the gun in her hand. Yeah, she killed herself. And he's like sitting by the front doorway.
Oh my God.
He was. That's the episode, I think. No, it's not. Yeah, no. No. But yeah.
There's so many good ones. The one that's. Here's one that stands out to me, and then they did a couple follow ups that. I don't know why this one stands out to me so much, but it's with the guy that killed the guy in the movie theater for texting.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because you're just like, How is there even a trial about, like, the guy killed somebody who was texting,
right,
and they're still having all these arguments about whether it was self-defense. And it's like, on what planet?
Yeah.
Like, what? Because the guy was a retired police officer.
Right.
And they were like, well, I mean, he was too, like, old, and he had arthritis. So how could he shoot a gun?
Right.
It's like, but he did.
Yeah.
And everybody saw him do it.
Right.
So why would you even argue that? And then they're like, well, I mean, you know, because it was really irritating him. He was just really, he's not a guy who normally gets irritated like that. But this just really, I mean, this must have been some really irritating texting.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he went out and told the manager. Then he came back and he was really mad because the guy put his phone away. And he was like, really? I went out and told the manager
and now
for
I
nothing,
come back?
Now you put your phone away? So you're like,
I missed the trailers.
And then, yeah, the fucking movie hadn't even started yet. The poor guy. So then the guy who was texting
really
who gets
remember.
Shot. Okay, yeah. So the cop's name is Curtis. The guy who was texting was with
his wife.
No, his 2-year-old child was home with a babysitter.
Oh.
And he said to the guy, the retired cop who was yelling at him, he was like, I'm texting with the babysitter to see how my child is doing.
Right.
And then the guy was,
that was weird.
Just getting madder and madder and madder. And then he just kept harassing the guy, telling him to put his phone away. Then he went and talked to the manager. Then he came back in and yelled at him again.
Uh-huh.
Finally, the guy who was texting turned around, I think, and was like, threw popcorn on him.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy shot him. And then
there were so many witnesses. Somebody and kid. There was a kid there. Oh, the witness dude and his kid were sitting right there,
The guy fell on them. And the cop is just like, I mean, yeah. He's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I thought he was going to hurt me. Like, I thought he was going to, I didn't know what he had in his hand. I thought he had a gun.
It's so, I know.
And the trial's going on and on. I don't think that trial's even over yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
There's so many ones that he brings up that you're just like,
I listened to the Craigslist one again. I had to.
You did?
Because the fiance is so naive. It's kind of funny. Like, she should be an SNL character. Like, I'd love to see.
Who does this look like? I don't know. It looks familiar. I mean.
Oh my God.
It kind of looks like my fiance,
but he looks heavy. This guy in the picture looks too heavy.
I mean, yeah, they have the same jacket and shoes and pants and hair, but
but other than that,
he looks 5 pounds heavier. So
yeah, and then the Boston cops that are interviewing, then they go back and forth. The Boston cops are interviewing him in the other room. You have any reason that you were in the Marriott? Any reason for you to walk through the Marriott? And he's like, nope. I don't know. Get me an attorney. Can you get me an attorney? I don't know. Maybe. Did you go to the Marriott at any time? Was there any reason for you? And he just kept sitting there going, I don't know. You don't know the last time you've been to a hotel or any sort of thing. You know, I know you're a med student and everything. But he's just like, I don't know. I don't know. He's so.
I loved when he goes, well, I did go to this one hotel, and they're like, and he goes, but that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
What? They're like, okay, but what about in the last week?
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. What? You don't know in the last time?
So you remember you were there a year ago, but you don't remember like if you were there like a week ago.
Right.
I don't know.
Any reason? I loved it. I love that episode.
That guy confessed. That would be really awful if you found out that your fiance was a serial killer.
She had no idea. No idea.
I know, but you got to trust your instincts then on the next guy.
I know,
right?
And it just unfolds right before your ears. Like, she's just like, they get pulled over on their way. They're going to like the casino for the weekend in Foxwoods Casino. And they get pulled over and they put them in two different rooms and they interrogate both of them. And they're being nice to her. And, you know, they're kind of being nice to him, too. But he's being a dick. He's just like, I don't know. Give me an attorney. I don't know. And then she's like, they're like, do you have cable? Yeah. Do you pay?
She reminded me of me a little bit, though.
I pay the bills.
He pays all the bills. And she goes, he's like, well, do you have a television? Do you have cable? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your phone company? I don't know.
I don't know.
How much is your bill normally? I don't know.
But we're getting married.
Yeah.
Like, it's so sad.
That was the episode that sucked me in, though, because the thing that some people complain about is exactly what I love about it. Like, mm-hmm. I want to sit there and listen to 40 minutes of unedited audio.
Me too.
Where else are you going to get that?
I know.
People are, it's too much audio. It just leaves the whole thing in there. Good.
Bring it. What do I got to do? I'm pissed that it's over. Like, I'm all caught up. I'm almost all caught up.
Well, you know what? I'm going to join his Patreon. I'm totally pimping their Patreon because I want the bonus episodes.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
my God.
Now I understand why people join our Patreon. I'm like, I want more.
Right.
He does episodes. Yeah, he does. Plus, he does.
Oh, I'm joining his Patreon immediately.
Plus episodes so that you can get new episodes.
Dylan. Get Dylan on it. I am totally joining his Patreon.
Yeah.
Hell to the yes.
I want a sword and scale mug. God damn it.
Me too.
Right?
Yes.
All right. We have to do a couple
stamps.
More ads. Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Sword and scale does stamps.com.
Yeah, they do.
Yay. So stamps.com is a... Basically, it's going to save you time. You're not going to have to go to the post office, which, by the way, is just as bad as the DMV. There's never a good time to go to the post office,
never.
Is there?
No, never.
Hey, first thing in the morning, bad. Middle of the day, no.
No.
End of the day, terrible.
Yes.
This way, you can mail a package, you can mail a letter, you can mail whatever you want, and you can just print out the postage.
How simple and easy is that?
Yeah, and they're going to send you a scale. Okay. It's really not that expensive. So especially if you're one of those people, listen, let's say your kids start their own slime business. I don't know anybody like that, but let's just say who was in middle school who wanted to start a slime business and was going to make your ass drive to the post office every day. And you were like, oh, no, I'm not.
No.
Yeah, you can market this stuff on Etsy, but you're going to take care of it yourself.
Right.
Stamps.com.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do our listeners do for stamps.com?
All right, you use the name FCOL for this special offer. You get a 4-week trial. It includes postage and a digital scale.
Nice.
So don't wait. Go to stamps.com, mm-hmm. click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in FCOL. That's stamps.com, enter FCOL, mm-hmm. and then report back on mm-hmm. how much it saves you.
Yeah.
Last but not least is... this is okay. Lost My Name is a personalized book. Did you do it?
Yeah, I did. I did this for Jimmy's cousin, Sally. It's baby.
Okay. It's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine got one for her child
mm-hmm.
and she showed it to me and like I teared up. It was so,
so sweet.
And here's something that I didn't even know the last time we were doing ads for them. You can do a whole dedication in the book,
mm-hmm.
like from you. Like you can personalize, if you're doing it as a gift,
uh-huh.
you can do a whole thing about like, this is for our niece, Emerson. You're so special. We've loved watching you grow up. And here's a special book for you from our whole family.
That's
and it'll
so
come
sweet.
In, it'll be like the dedication of the book in the same type as the book. It's so sweet. And you can get it so that it comes in a special box. So it's like always for their memories.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a sweet gift. So what it is it's a personalized picture book that uses the child's name
mm-hmm.
and incorporated into the story. So it's like a beautiful picture book that's really interesting and sweet for kids, but it uses their name.
Wow. But it says now imagine their faces when they pulled a book all about them from their Easter basket.
Yeah, because it's like something that you could give them for Easter. They're promoting like an Easter special.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I was reading something. Okay.
You could get a hollow chocolate bunny that melts and looks like a creepy callback to a Lynette story.
Exactly.
Or you can do a wonderful book. So here's what you're going to do. Go to lostmy.name. It's a little bit different. So lostmy.name.
Mm-hmm.
And go check it out. Use the code FCOL and get 10% off your order. Shipping is free worldwide. And if you order it right now, you're going to get it in time for Easter.
That's so cute. I'm going to get that for – I have Adam's niece just had a baby. I'm going to get that for her.
Yeah, I'm going to get it for my niece, Emerson. who's just the cutest kid, and she is turning three.
Nice.
So perfect for that.
That's good.
But it's perfect for any age. For now, our ad's over. But honestly, it's like sometimes I'm just like, what do you get
babies?
Yeah. What do you get for people that's special?
Right.
And personal.
Yeah.
But that they'll actually use.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good gift.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we totally wrap, let me give some Patreon business shout outs.
Nice.
If you join Patreon, it's $5 a month to listen to all of our bonus episodes. We do one every week.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't know what you're going to get. So a lot of people love the political talk.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Tell me. Did they get – I haven't read anything
yet. A lot of people loved it.
Good.
We got a ton of comments saying how much they loved it.
I loved having John.
One person like lost their mind and was like, why do I have to pay for this? I don't want to pay for – it's not a political podcast. To you, I say, you get – if you don't like a bonus, there's three more that month.
There you go.
There's one every week.
Right.
For your cost of five. There's right. one every month. Anyway,
yeah,
you might love it. You might get really angry at us, but you don't know what you're going to get. It's a
especially if you're moms that we know.
You probably think this podcast is about you. If you want to give $50 a month,
yes.
We will give your business a shout out, such as the Wayne Foundation, which is a nonprofit dedicated to help girls out of sexual trafficking. Its founder is Jamie Walton.
Good cause.
She is helping women. Please visit the Wayne Foundation, waynefdn.org, to help or give a donation or just check it out. Sip and Shine podcast. When life doesn't turn out the way you thought, they have lots of cool guests on that show. It's, you know, it's about being a mom. It's about being a woman. It's all the stuff we like to talk about.
Yeah. What's their
Sip
info?
And spell it all out, shinepodcast.com. Ashley Duchesne is a family photographer. She's out of San Diego, California. She hosts Photo Spark. It's an iTunes podcast. Her website, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Duchesne, D-U-C-H-E-N-E.com. She's also on Facebook and Insta.
Oh, Insta. Natalia's really into taking pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
You should check it out then.
Yeah.
Kate Marengo. We love Kate. She's
yeah.
Interior Chicago. They have an online interior design service, interiorchicago.com. Find Kate Marengo. Sarah Dean, she's got a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. Hers is called Shameless Mom. Go check out her website for more info. Support one of our listeners with a podcast, Shameless Mom. Tish Clevenger is a Juice Plus.
Juice
she's
plus.
Into the juicing.
Yeah.
She's going to juice it up, guys. She's going to add 30 fruits and vegetables and grains to your diet. Look out, Vinny. Tish Clevenger is
right.
in town. Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com.
Nice.
Callie Weber, love her, C-A-L-L-I-E Weber. She is a Stella and Dot stylist, you know, rep.
Mm-hmm.
She is sending me some stuff. My kids are doing a fundraiser.
Ah.
I mean, I'm doing a fundraiser for my kids' school a week from Tuesday. In case you're interested, it's upstairs at Vitello's.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday night.
nice.
Yeah, if you're interested in coming, if you live in LA, please come. It's parents telling stories, and I'm going to be telling a story, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I'm doing a little raffle, and Callie is sending me some Stella and Dot product for my raffle. So
nice.
Go check her out at the Stella and Dot website. She's Callie Weber stylist. Allura House has an adult novelty website.
She has the perfect name for an adult novelty.
Allura. they have gag gifts, basics, dildos, whatever, stuff you want to put up your butt. Whatever you're fancy, check it out. Go to Allura, A-L-L-U-R-A-H-A-U-S.com. And then I got a couple more. I'll do those on for Friday's show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to Corolla Drinks, by the way, and put in your promo code FCOL and show us some love if you want to get drunk.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
for listening. Thanks. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. See you driving around town with the girl I love and I'm like, forget you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with her.
likes you there. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more Atari. But the way you play your game and care, I picture the fool that falls in love with you.
Oops, she's a gold.
Well,
just don't you know.
Ooh, I've got some news for you. Yeah, go on and tell your little boy free. See you driving round town with the girl I love and I'm like, forget you. I'm just a change in my body. It wasn't enough. She told me this is one for your dad. Yeah, she did.